Jeffrey Deaver is a worldwide best-selling author. Each year, millions of readers from Minneapolis to Mumbai to London and Johannesburg buy his thrillers. Jeffrey makes a return to the Gaithersburg Book Festival on Saturday, May 21st. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Larry. Always good to talk to you.
You write a book a year. Last year, it was Solitude Creek, a Catherine Dance novel. This year, you're back to Lincoln Rhyme, and the book is The Steel Kiss. Tell us about that.
Sure. Some years ago, I was an attorney on Wall Street, and people asked me, well, Jeff, you write books about crime. You must have done criminal law. And I say, yes, that's true. I represented banks. And it usually gets the expected laugh. But in fairness, this was many years ago at a time when lending money was a legitimate aspect of the business world. And we, my clients being the banks, only lent money to companies that could pay it back. And the banks retained the note, the mortgage documents or the lending documents. They didn't divide them up into these tranches or anything. And it was everybody made money. And I like to think our banks helped burgeoning companies become successful. But as part of that job, I did work for insurance companies and some of our clients in the products liability world. And I learned a great deal about that subject. And in fact, when I was in law school, I wrote a law review article about products liability. And I won't bore your listeners with the details of that, but it's a very interesting subspecialty of law in which the courts have managed to carve out instances of justice in protecting consumers, innocent consumers, from dangerous products when the manufacturer maybe was not negligent in making them. But the courts have said, well, it's best for the manufacturer to foot the bill for some of these catastrophic events when a car explodes because it's defective, or sometimes even when it's not defective. Well, I always had it in mind when I started writing fiction to create a book that involved that world, since I was quite familiar with it. And that became The Steel Kiss. And in The Steel Kiss, very simply, there's a villain who, for reasons that are ultimately revealed at the end of the book, uses household products and consumer items as weapons. He doesn't use guns or knives or bombs. He uses microwaves and ranges and escalators and elevators and water heaters as devices take people out, or to try to take people out, injure and hurt them. And Lincoln Rhyme and Amelia, my main characters from the Bone Collector series, get on his case. And The Steel Kiss is typical of a book of mine. It takes place over a very short period of time. It moves very quickly. It has a lot of internal reversals in it, and then several big surprise endings.
So I'm going to read something. This is from your website, and this is the little description that's up there about The Steel Kiss. Amelia Sachs is hot on the trail of a killer. She's chasing him through a department store in Brooklyn. When an escalator malfunctions, the stairs give way, with one man horribly mangled by the gears. Sachs is forced to let her quarry escape as she jumps in to try to save the victim. She and famed forensic detective Lincoln Rhyme soon learn, however, that the incident may not be an accident after all, but the first in a series of intentional attacks. They find themselves up against one of their most formidable opponents ever, a brilliant killer who turns common products into murder weapons. And so I'm thinking to myself as I'm reading this, how in the world did you come up with a killer escalator?
Well, oddly enough, Larry, I hesitate to report. That was based on a true incident. A writer was killed in Brooklyn, this was a few years ago, when there was some malfunction on the escalator. Not too long ago, a woman, I believe it was Manhattan, was killed when workers had bypassed a safety circuit on an elevator, and she stepped in and was essentially cut in half. It started to move when somebody summoned it. And I don't know who was ultimately found certainly liable and probably criminally responsible as well. But when I was a little boy, I never liked escalators. My mother would become impatient as we stood at the top with the big cube behind us, and I'd stare down trying to step on just the right step so I didn't fall into the works, which, of course, you know, never happens. Even then, it was very rare for anybody to get hurt. Although I will say, in my research for the book, there have been worldwide every year a number of accidents, mostly with clothing getting caught in the gears of escalators, and you know, occasionally you have your malfunctioning elevator. And my job is just to scare the hell out of my readers, so I figured, what better than items they run into in everyday life.
Not only are your books fast-paced, but one of your hallmarks is a surprise ending. How do you come up with that? Do you know before you sit down to write how it's going to end and how you're going to trick the reader?
Sure. I have a period of about 8 months during which I outline the book. And I can't say that the twists, and there are multiple twists at the end. For one thing, I have usually three subplots going on in addition to the main story, the crime story, maybe two subplots, but this book has two or three, I think. And so I know each one of those has to have a twist of its own. And then the core crime story needs one reversal and then another one, because readers are really smart and they know where the story's I'm going to try to trick them at some point. So I have to do a double reversal if I can. And I don't necessarily know those right up front, but I'll start outlining the book and ideas will occur to me. And over the course of about 8 months, as I do the outline and research the book, I learn, that's a good, interesting fact I learned in research that will allow me to trick the reader in one of the subplots. And then other ideas will occur to me. And I approach my novels as a magician looks at his show, a sleight of hand artist or an illusionist. And my job is to make sure that I keep the readers focused on the left hand while the right hand is really doing the illusion or the trick.
Mega-selling author Jeffrey Deaver, who'll be returning to the Gaithersburg Book Festival on May 21st, to talk about his new Lincoln rhyme thriller, The Steel Kiss.